I want to get at the topic of financing mortgage lending, and I'll start at a very generic level talking about financial intermediation. So financial intermediation just means that you have intermediaries who bring together savers and borrowers. So savers, who could be people in the United States, they could be people overseas, and there could be many layers of intermediaries between savers and borrowers. You could have insurance companies, pension funds. And people often talk as if the pension funds were doing the saving, but ultimately you really ought to think of it as individual households doing the saving, and of course individual households doing borrowing. So the savers have certain characteristics that they want of their for their savings. In particular, we can focus on the term. That is, do they want their money back after 1 month, 30 years, 50 years? What's the term? So months, years. And they have a tolerance for risk versus return. So they have a risk-return trade-off preference. Borrowers, in the case of mortgage, have a 30-year mortgage that can be prepaid at any time, either because you sell the house or because you decide to refinance the house. The term is uncertain, but could be up to 30 years, and it's really at the borrower's choice. And the the risk, there are kind of the two risks that we talk about. There's a default risk, and there's an interest rate risk, which comes from the possibility that interest rates will rise and the lender will then feel unhappy that they've tied up their money for 30 years at a low rate, or interest rates will fall and the borrower will prepay. So who as a saver wants to lend under these terms? Who has a preference for an uncertain term that could be up to 30 years, that's the borrower's choice? Well, you know, essentially nobody wants to do that. And so that's why intermediaries become very important in mortgage lending. There's almost no individual mortgage lending that takes place, at least not with like a 30-year repayable mortgage. So that's how we get intermediaries. But intermediaries are going to offer savers things that they want. So in the 1960s, when we had savings and loans, the savers, the term was get your money out at any time. So if you had a savings deposit, you could withdraw it any time. Or if you had a certificate of deposit, it might be a 6-month certificate, or a 1 year, or a 3 year certificate of deposit. So the term was either any time, you could withdraw your money at any time, or it was for very fixed and relatively short terms. When Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae took over a lot of the intermediary function, what they settled on was typically a terms of, they use callable debt. So you have a term with callable debt, you could have the term could be as long as 10 years, but it can be prepaid after 5 years if interest rates have fallen. So there's a little bit of term uncertainty with callable debt, and there's And the term typically is never as long as 30 years. So that's another way of intermediating. So when the intermediary offers something with different term and also typically different risk, that is, when you put your money into a savings and loan, you're not going to bear the default risk. Someone else is going to bear the default risk on the mortgage. Similarly, if you invest in a Freddie Mac mortgage security, you're not going to bear the default risk. Freddie Mac shareholders are the first in line to bear the default risk on the mortgage. So what the intermediaries do is transform the risks and the characteristics of mortgages into something else that the savers get, and then the intermediaries then, I want to say that intermediaries are bearing the risk, but of course it's shareholders and other creditors of intermediaries. So let's put their shareholders, their creditors, and then if they need a bailout, it may be the taxpayers that are end up bearing risk in the process of this financial intermediation. So what the financial intermediaries do is transform the term of the mortgage by, I mean, the mortgage of course has the same term, but from the saver's point of view, they get a different term in their investment. They get a long-term bond in the case of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, or an intermediate term bond, or in the case of a savings and loan funding it, they get a very short-term instrument. And then the intermediaries also transfer some of the risk, initially going to shareholders, creditors, and taxpayers. But a lot of this risk gets passed around. It doesn't necessarily stay with any one institution, and that's what I'm going to talk about next.